Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Checkout. I'm Simon Rettner. You know where to subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, Stitcher, always archived on WBGO, checkoutjazz.org to be specific. Today, I'm very excited to speak with the CEO and co-founder of Quest TV, Reza Akbarali. That's Quincy Jones's new video music jazz streaming service, and we're really excited to bring that to you. But before we do, I wanted to say there's a lot of great things up on WBGO.org that you should check out, including our own analysis of Quincy Jones after his recent bombshell interviews, when Quincy Jones covered the Beatles, and other insights from A Shrewd Jazz Career by Michael J. West, a great article. And you can also check out new music by a new jazz and R&B superband led by August Green, backed by artists Robert Glasper, Common, Kareem Riggins, and more. And when you do subscribe to the Checkout Podcast, you can also download our show's recent conversations with Giles Peterson and Gerald Clayton, the pianist. What you're listening to right now is from a 1987 recording from Switzerland, featuring the one and only Wayne Shorter, 1 year after he left Weather Report. And this very unique recording featuring Terry Lynn Carrington, a very young Terry Lynn Carrington, with Marilyn Mazur and others, is just one of the gems that Reza Akbarali dug up in his quest, pun intended, to serve this fantastic new music streaming service that we're going to talk about next. This is The Checkout. Thanks for checking in. Reza Akbarali joins us on The Checkout. Quest TV CEO and founder with Quincy Jones just launched December 15th.
Yeah.
The Netflix of jazz, as the BBC has noted, and that's pretty much what it is. Subscription service, on-demand documentaries, concerts, and we've put together a Quest TV clip list with Reza to basically highlight some of the content that's coming out on Quest TV. And why don't we just begin with something right away? Let's get to something I think everyone that loves jazz or anything related to jazz can relate with, a Bobby McFerrin concert. I think he's just like a transcendent artist in general, but especially in the 1980s. Oh, I mean, peak form, Bobby McFerrin, very unusual concert. And you know, when you see the television clip, when you hear this clip, you know he's improvising this. Reza, where is this from, this Bobby McFerrin? Where did you find it?
You know, there is a lot of people who know how to dig into vinyl or all the archives, that kind of things. Me, my thing is to dig into video content.
Is there a term for that? That's crate digging. What's the video version?
I don't know, because it's kind of rare, you know. Because it's like, of course, Quest TV is 100% legal. So we need to. It's not digging on YouTube. It's digging on real archives from the record company, from the old TV, from the TV channel. So this one specifically, the Bobby McFerrin one, is from the RSI, which is the Radio Switzerland and Italy television. So I have like a bunch of really rare show from them. I have like Antonio Carlos Jobim with Milton Vinicius de Moraes. I have a Milton Nascimento show. I have
now the Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes. That's like, what era is that? Are we talking about?
I think this one we need to check, but I think this one is, we are talking about late 70s. Like.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of show. And it was, you know, at that time in Europe, so I have also archives from Belgium television, from INA in France, from Swedish television. At that time, you know, jazz and so just to add to complete what you said before, it's I like to say it's the Netflix of jazz and beyond. The beyond is really important because we are talking about, of course, jazz, live music, live musicians, but traditional music from all over the world. We are talking about Brazilian music, African music, Cuban music, classical Indian music, all this.
Like Milton Nascimento.
Yeah, like Milton Nascimento.
Perfect.
Or like Salif Keita in Mali, or that kind of people. So and also we're going to talk about like electronic music and like kind of live hip-hop. We won't have a lot
of DJs. You have Giles Peterson on board.
Yeah, that's true. He's also like really with us, and Quincy is really excited about that because it's exactly that kind of line. Like, we have one of the tagline is like, from bebop to laptop. Quincy really likes
it. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Quincy, I like also that. Who came up with that?
Basically me. The thing is that it's a tribute to Quincy because back in the 90s, he did a show in Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, with Dizzy Gillespie and Ella and some rappers and some African people. And the show's name, it was related to Back on the Block album. And the show was, the name of the show was From Bebop to Hip Hop. When I met him the first time, I said, oh, you know what? Because I also have a stage at Jazz Avian Festival in France. And my stage name is Jazz Mix. And the tagline is From Bebop to Laptop. So I told him that. He said, oh, I like that, man. And because I said, yeah, now it's 2000. At that time, it was 2014. So I said, now, of course, it's everybody, every jazzman, every musician use electronics and laptops and doing like crazy things with effect and sound effect. So that was the extensions of that. And to get back about the archives.
This is a jazz standard.
This McFerrin thing is really rare because I think it was just after the success of Don't Worry, Be Happy. And, you know, everybody asked him to play this song, Don't Really Be Happy, but he's a real musician.
His own insanity.
Yeah, and he just decided to not play that song anymore and to do his own thing.
Just go like, completely experimental,
yeah,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, and that's true, but this show is totally, how do you say that, freaking out, right? That's the word? Okay.
Bum 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 Reza Akbar Ali joins us here on the checkout from Quest TV, the founder and CEO, joining up with Quincy Jones, launching the on-demand video subscription service. And since there isn't a lot of the beyond yet on the channel, as I see it right now, but there is one artist, Bilal, and he's actually kind of an elusive artist in general, as having worked with him, and kind of difficult to get him to talk, just open up in general, just kind of slippery. And you got a really awesome inside look at an artist who really doesn't fit anywhere in any category or genre. He is beyond the music, he's beyond the word jazz. And let's listen to a little bit of this documentary featuring Bilal.
Bilal's, which is an Ethiopian name. Well, Muslims say that Bilal was an Ethiopian slave that Muhammad brought out of slavery. And from that, he became the first person to do the call of prayer in Islam. You ever hear the Muslim call to prayer when they go, Allahu Akbar? That's the first person to do that was a guy named Bilal. That was the first one to make that call or make that song, you know. He was basically a singer. I was born in Philadelphia. I grew up in the city. Grew up in a neighborhood called Germantown. Sun Ra used to live around the corner. The Sun Ra Orchestra had a home not too far from where I grew up. I think that kind of inspired me a little bit to know that it was jazz musician in my neighborhood. But Philadelphia's always been a big music town. My dad was Muslim, and my mother was Christian, still is. My mother was a Sunday school teacher. My dad was a very devout Muslim, almost an imam. I grew up in my mother's home, but I stayed with my dad on the weekends. My mother was really the one that cultivated me as a musician. I started singing at a very young age in church, in front of people. I started to sing everywhere in the city. I'm doing good. When it started a riff with my dad, I guess he saw me getting into church music, so he started to take me with him to jazz clubs. When I saw that, kind of really changed my world, you know.
Give me the other vocal in my minor, and that's probably the...
That kind of really got me into to the music. I think it was more of the lifestyle than the music. And later on, my mother got me into classical voice and singing. And from there, I started to go to a performing arts school in Philly. That's kind of where I kind of got the chip that I have on my shoulder, because I was really the only singer hanging around with a bunch of jazz musicians. And anybody that knows jazz musicians, they hate singers. To be a guy that's a singer, it was really hard for me early on, you know?
You know, I didn't know that Bilal was a Muslim name and that he was raised by a Christian mother and a Muslim father. I mean, it was really interesting stuff. I had no idea. And I think anyone in the musical world in New York City all recognizes the importance of an artist like Bilal, even though he may not be recognized by the masses yet.
Not yet. But I think he's recognized now by his peer. Like, every musician knows that this guy is like, he can go anywhere. He can. Yeah, he knows how to improvise. He has his own composition, his own song, and now I think he used to play. He's still playing with Kendrick Lamar, no, and that kind of and Glasper and all this field. So yeah,
and Common.
And Common, of course. Yeah. So no, he's really great. And this specific documentary you are talking about is a part of a 10 episode series called The Sounds of New York. It's totally exclusive on Quest TV.
And has kind of big name artists like Bilal, but also kind of like in the trenches guys that like Vicente Archer, a bassist that could be any bassist in New York City making a living, but also plays with some of like the greatest names in the music, like Robert Glasper. And also Matthew Stevens is part of this series. As you may know, his work with Esperanza Spalding.
The common line of on this documentary is New York City. Of course, they are all living there. And it's about also their difficulties, their how you can make a living with to be musicians. Damien Reed, also the great drummer Damien Reed, is there. So yeah,
Damien Reed, so, right?
Yeah,
also played with Robert Glasper. Well, you said you have a clip here. It's a tribute to Roy Ayers featuring Robert Glasper and Stefan Harris, and we'll give you a little taste of that right now.
It's also with Pete Rock, the DJ. It's also with Chris Dave and Derek
Pete Orch. Rock's jazz band, the hip-hop
exactly.
jazz thing.
Yeah, exactly. And this tribute to Royals is also very rare because it happened in I think it was in 2005 or something in France, in Paris, during a festival. It was, I think, a one-shot.
Can you get me that? Can I play that? The Pete Rock jazz clip?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's listen to that right now because, you know, I missed the show at the Winter Jazz Festival, and it was one of the highlights taking place this year at Bowery. I could not make it, but now I get a chance to hear it. This is fantastic.
Yeah, check me out. I'm Soul Brother number one. Here I come on the new tip. That's the golden right because I'm rich thick. Plug up any mic, a bitch, a beat, rock, a spark. Hunts always ask what's the bulge in my... I tell him, pimps, yo, rock from top to bottom. Never hesitate to say, I got him. Rest on the hillside, over on the chill side, uptown. Let's get down. Funky is the one to describe the brother on a soul mission. Hooking bucket joints, more soul than the soul. He doesn't have to scratch, so I won't leave you itching. White people even say, Pete Rock. Harder than the hardest, harder than the hardest. I guess that's just because I'm smarter than the smartest. Back up, clear the path, hun. Here I come. It's me, the soul brother number one, Pete Rock. Make some noise over me and say, ho! Come on, let me hear you say, ho!
Right. This is what it's all about, right? I mean, you can talk all you want and be a mouth service of the people forwarding this music and, you know, promoting the virtues of jazz. But there's, in my estimation, no better way to do it than actually presenting jazz in a context with artists that are tapping into the grassroots following of music, people that want to go see live music today. And that is an artist like Pete Rock. You know, doing projects like this. At least that's how I feel. I don't know about you, Reza.
Yeah. Pete Rock is really, since it's really into sampling and he has a really good knowledge of jazz, doing this tribute to Roy Ayers with this guy is amazing. I was there. I was at the show yesterday. And he had with him Maurice Brown and Lakeisha Benjamin, and Big Yuki was there also. So he was
the keyboardist,
band.
And you know, yeah, crossover artist.
Yeah.
Plays with Tribe Called Quest.
Exactly. And he's also, I think, a lot with Mark Juliana, all this crowd. And yeah, it was a really good show. And it's like.
And so, what was the vibe like?
Wow, amazing. I'm from Paris, as you can listen with my accent. But to me, it being here in New York and in that kind of room with pitch rock and that crazy musicians, you know, in the room, you had like Justin Brown was there, like...
the drummer for Thundercat.
Yeah, Miguel Artwood Ferguson was there also.
From Flying Lotus. Ranger.
Kenny Garrett was there, like... thousands of musicians like me, I'm like, wow, that's New York, that's amazing. Like, it's just, they're just like, the normal audience is like the crazy musician, the best musicians I like, and I listen like every day. So yeah, the vibe was amazing. It was full, it was packed, and the show was so amazing because they play a lot of classics of pitch rock, instrumentals also, and some tribute to Jay Dilla, and yeah, it was like, yeah, I think you missed something.
Thanks for rubbing it in, Reza Akbar Ali. Well, hopefully, you know, the type of work that you're doing here at Quest TV will be capturing these perhaps historically, at least culturally speaking, historic moments in music and sharing them in perpetuity, much like how that Bobby McFerrin clip will always live on. Well, let's move on to another interesting piece of content on Quest TV. By an artist that I am a huge fan of, but, you know, dad died tragically, I believe, in a scuba diving accident.
Yeah. At the age of 40 something, 40, yeah, 40, 40 comes 40 something, yeah.
The leader of EST, Esbjørn Svensson.
Esbjørn Svensson Trio, yes.
Trio, from Sweden, right?
Yeah. To me, it was one of the first to really mix like the mainstream pop music with like let's say simple theme, but really is an amazing musicians, but the approach was more pop. And in Sweden he was not considered as a jazz musician. He was in the pop charts, and he was doing really well. And yeah, he was the first to do that kind of music. Like now you have Go-Go Penguin in UK. You have...
Even the Bad Plus,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Even the Bad Plus or maybe like... Even maybe Avishai Cohen's music. Let's say simple, beautiful melodic
Avishai
line.
Avishai Cohen, the bass player. Yeah. Not the trumpeter.
Yeah, not the trumpeter. Beautiful melodic lines. And you can remember that lines. And then building around those melodic lines. And EST...
Emphasis on repetition and climax and crescendo and exactly, kind of like that kind of rock vibe.
Obviously, any kind of career planning starts and ends with the music. You know, if the music isn't good, you can do whatever you want. And the music here was sensational. On the last tour, we sold the Barbican twice, which is 3,600 people. Not a lot of bands do that. In the last year of their existence, they played 32 shows in the US. Not a lot of bands from Europe can do that. So I think they were quite famous. You know, they were very quickly catching up to the real big ones like Pat Metheny and Keith Jarrett and so on. And probably they would have closed that gap and they would be one of those massive acts out there that, you know, does the business.
I mean, they had really made an impact in a way that was a little bit unusual. He could really come up with stuff, not only as a, you know, composer, but also as an improviser that had this sort of quality of inviting you into that moment. It always boils down to the tunes, you know, the actual melodies, the actual structures, and all that. And they were really strong.
It's as if there's a different level, whether music sort of touches your soul or not. It is not the note you play, it is how you play it and where it's placed and you know, and that's very difficult to find. It's this being in sync with, I don't know, the universe.
Reza Akbar Ali joins us here on the Checkout from Quest TV, linked up with, I love that just Quincy Jones is a dreamer, and he's just like, why don't we do this for jazz and make it happen? And it something that seems theoretically almost impossible, man, he managed to get off the ground. Just that in general, like, how did this come together, and where it was actually seemed like this could be a sustainable idea?
The thing is that I used to be I used to work a lot in TV in Europe. I used to be the head of Mezzo TV, which is a beautiful classical music, dance, and jazz TV channel. Quincy is a really big fan of music in general, of course, of jazz for sure, but also classical music and of course pop and hip hop and all these things. And when we met in 2014, it was during a festival, Jazz Avian, it was during the Jazz Avian Festival.
That you're the artistic director for this festival. Yeah.
So Quincy was there. I was like, wow, okay. So we start to talk. And he's really also into technology. He's really into Netflix. He has a really good team, you know, and he knows his stuff. So, and he start to talk about Mezzo, where I was working also at that time. And he said, yeah, we don't have that kind of channel here in the US. You know, he told me we have thousands of different channels here in the US with the cable and satellite things. But he said, we don't have a real live music, musicians, TV channels talking about, like, I don't like to say that, like real music, but let's say that kind of vibes, like community, that kind of musicianships and live music, specifically the instrumental music. And he said, yeah, and he was a really close friend to Claude Nobbs, which was the artistic director of Montreux. It was also my friend. And since Mezzo was available there in Switzerland, I know that since Quincy is coming every year to Montreux, I know that Claude showed him Mezzo. He said, yeah, look, this is what we have in Europe, and you in the US, you have nothing like that. So I think we were joking together. And that's where the idea started to
have legs.
Yeah. And then since he was really into also technology, we said, yeah, now doing a pay TV on the web. And now, you know, everybody is using more and more the VOD system. And thank you to Netflix, because of course they opened the door, and now it's kind of old school to say, hey Simon, did you see this show? Please show watch this show in 2 days at 8:30 p.m. Like it's nobody is doing that anymore. Like back in the days it was that, like you were just sitting in front of your TV and waiting for the next movie or things. So now everything is on demand. You want to enjoy your program in your laptop, because, you know, and specifically in this world, like the jazz world, they don't have any space in like mainstream TV. Like they don't really care about this music. Like it's not enough big in terms of markets and share. So they don't really talk about that music. But when you are talking about to me, like Chick Corea or Bobby McFerrin or Bilal or even Snarky Puppy, which is really big in our field, for the mainstream.
And doing great video work too.
Yeah, they're doing a lot. Yeah, and so that's the idea comes from that, and then also of course we are talking about YouTube, because YouTube is like crazy huge, but it's all pirate. It's not curated. It's like you have everything, but everything,
and it's hard to find like quality.
Yeah, so we wanted to build like a real a cocoon. Like somewhere when you feel well, oh wow, oh, I want to see that. It's like I'm French, and I like to consider myself as a good gastronomic restaurant. You know, I know that we won't become Netflix or Spotify or whatever. We won't convert the world to jazz and beyond. I know it's a niche thing, but it's a worldwide, it's a global niche, because everywhere there is jazz and that kind of music fan all over the world. I know that there is people who really like quality things. Like they don't want any advertisement. They want to have like high resolution video, good sounds. And today, people don't have enough time to look for things. You know, we are just like victim of abundance. We have too much of everything, specifically.
Too much content.
Exactly. So we curate, and each programs we have on Quest TV is also presented with what I call like liner notes. Like back in the days, we learned a lot from liner notes. So I hire like professional journalists. We have Ashley Kahn, we have guys from the BBC, we have French, really good French journalists. And they just to tell the people why this Bobby McFerrin or why this Wayne Shorter show is so special and why we choose it. It's like really like, yeah, like gastronomic restaurant. Like you know what you're going to eat, and you're going to be surprised, and you're going to be like, it's high quality content, so that's what I want to do.
Reza Akbarali, the CEO and founder of Quest TV, just launched December 15th subscription service, the Netflix of jazz and beyond. You can sign up today and try it out for 7 days free, and I guarantee you will find some content on there that will kind of crack your head open. Thank you so much for spending some time with
us.
Thank
you very much.
Wayne Shorter, recorded live in 1987 from the Lugano Jazz Festival. And you can watch this mesmerizing performance featuring Shorter with Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Marilyn Mazur on percussion, Jim Beard on keyboards, Carl James on bass, released as part of Quest TV. Before we leave you, also wanted to mention we have a webcast, depending upon when you hear this, tonight or tomorrow, with the emerging singer and saxophonist Haley Neiswanger, live from Berklee College of Music, Cafe 939 Red Room, where she'll be performing music from her album Mason. And lastly, you can read my full analysis of Quest TV, the experience that I had on the website, looking at all the videos for more than a week, by going to wbgo.org. Keep tabs on everything we do here on The Checkout by following us on social media. We have a Facebook page, The Checkout from WBGO, and on Twitter, at Checkout Jazz. This show is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.